This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Today's Veterans Day, class, and Armistice Day and Remembrance Day. And today's the day we're remembering John Stettenhorn, who died last Friday, November 5th. And those of you may remember, years ago he would say, remember, the 5th of November. And he died on the 5th of November, last week. And so we're remembering him. And if you'd like to call in and share your firsthand experiences with him to the world, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Lou in Illinois is with us. Lou is a USA Prepares instructor, as were all the others that you've heard during hour number one. And Lou is the gentleman who designed the electronics to Dr. Norm Shealy's specifications for the scalar technology device and the pulsed electromagnetic frequency device. Lou is the gentleman who made the first design, programmed it, selected the components, built them, and a dear friend of Dr. Norm Shealy's and USA Prepares. And Lou met John Stettenhorn here at the farm and at the expo. So welcome, Lou.
Good morning, Vinny.
Hey.
Sad time to hear of John's passing. You know, real quick, it was good to hear Lark on there. I haven't heard him in a while. I remember the time when he rode up with John Stettmiller to the expo there in Lebanon, Missouri. I was talking to him. And we were sitting at the table in the cafeteria, little thing there. And I said, man, that must have been some trip riding up 800 miles with John Stettmiller. He's going like, you don't know the half of it.
Well, John... John had this feeling that a driver's license was an option. And, you know...
Well, those low-flying Mazdas, you know, they really, really hit the road.
Yeah, and I think he thought that speed limits were a suggestion. So, you know, with opting to not have a driver's license and opting to... consider the speed limit as a suggestion. It's like a recipe for Lark and John to spend, you know, a few days in the clink. But did he happen to mention any of those things?
No. We were just talking about the write-up and about, you know, the kind of stuff you would talk about with John Stettmiller, you know, on a long enclosed journey like that.
It's probably quite an education.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so sad to hear of John's passing, you know, especially on the 5th of November. Like you said, remember.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I remember I emailed you as soon as I heard John Moore announce that he had been taken unconscious to the hospital. I emailed you and alerted you in case you hadn't heard. And from then on, you know, we've been tracking the thing. So.
Yeah, and his death is... what exactly happened is not it's been held very close. So, you know, we can certainly read the internet, and I've read that he had a a heart attack. I've read that it was a respiratory a distress situation. It might have been both. It might have been something else. At this point, we don't know. We don't know.
Yeah, we may never know, you know. Mm-hmm. You know how those things go.
Right. And, you know, I used to call him the godfather of
Patriot Radio.
Yeah. And I was looking on the website, and he, you know, I would call him that on the air when he would be on with us as an instructor.
Yeah, I've heard
or if I were on with him at Republic Broadcasting Network. And he sort of took exception to me calling him the godfather of alternative radio. And I explained to him, no, it's not like I'm slighting you. It's a term of endearment and respect, because when I look at my godfather, my Roman Catholic godfather, I look at a guy that I had the utmost respect for. I loved him. I thought he was just the greatest guy. And I felt the same way about John Stadtmuller, and that's why I used the term the godfather of alternative radio. And eventually he kind of warmed up to it. And even on the RBN website, it talks about him being the godfather.
Sure. Yeah, we both listened to him on shortwave back in the 90s. I mean, way back then.
Yeah, I have a story that I'd like to share with you about that, Lou Cassidy.
Sure.
When I lived in Virginia back in the 90s, 80s and 90s, I had a shortwave radio, as you did, and I wanted to listen to him. And so there was this brick walk between our shop building and our house, and I had stretched out some number 12 wire, and I had a 100-foot tape measure. And we were making computers back then in the 90s, and a customer just showed up, and he looked at me, and he said, he looked at the length of the antenna, and he called out the frequency that I was trying to tune the antenna to, because, class, there's a formula. You can cut a piece of wire and make an antenna. You can make it quarter wave, half wave, 5/8, full wave. And you can tune that piece of wire to a specific frequency, and it will optimize that antenna's ability to receive that specific frequency. And I was doing that to tune him in. And this customer looked at that, and he called out the frequency.
Right.
And I kind of smiled.
768 divided by the frequency.
Yeah.
Is the length.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was shocked that he knew that, and you know, because I didn't really know this guy. And what happened was there were a bunch of farmers who were in Virginia that were kind of new to farming, and they had these previous jobs doing things. And this particular guy was the guy that built the telephone system that would be like the equivalent of the red phone in the Philippines to the red phone in the White House. And he was the guy that built it. So he knew how to do these things. And we became dear friends, you know, over time. But that was so that I could listen to John Stadtmuller without the, you know, the signal fading in and out, so I get it, you know, as clear as possible. And I would rotate the antenna and move it to the, you know, between the house and the right tree at the right, you know, at the right angle to pick up the shortwave signal. But, you know, that was just one of the stories about John Stadtmuller. Now, he had no idea who I was, because I was just on the receiving end. Never talked to him, never called him, but I would listen to him every day. I'd stop what I was doing to listen to him. And so I knew John Stadtmuller knew of him way before he knew me.
Yeah,
so
there.
Yeah. So yeah, he was known to me, but we weren't known to him. So what were your experiences with him?
Well, I met him at the very first expo. You had a VIP luncheon. And, I knew John Moore, and he sat down at the table across from me and my friend Sam, who drove down. And somebody at the table at that luncheon was asking about the shortwave and the, you know, just the Patriot broadcast community, that kind of stuff. And I had just heard a recent broadcast from James Lloyd. You may remember that name. And he was talking about the shortwave wars and how all this stuff goes on. And I was kind of telling this gal, you know, what James had put out there about, you know, John Stadtmiller and the different, channels he was on, frequencies on shortwave and all this. And I was talking to that, and when I mentioned John Stadtmiller, John Moore looked over at me and says, you know, he's sitting right there next to you. He was like two people down. I hadn't seen him. And I'm going, no kidding. So I jumped up. I'm going, hey, John, finish this conversation for me.
Yeah.
And he commented. He says, I wanted to hear what you had to say. I want to hear all these stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, when you mentioned VIP luncheon, what that means, it was for VIPs only. What it really was it was for everybody, and VIPs would be having lunch with us. That's what that meant.
The instructors, yep.
Right, and the plan was to have, we must have had, let's say 50 tables, and each instructor was assigned to be at a table, but not with another instructor. So it wasn't like the instructors would congregate with each other and then, you know, the guests of the expo would congregate with each other. It was the instructors would be one per table, and then they would move tables. You know, they would say, yeah. And so, you know, the John Stadtmillers would get up and go to a different table. And another instructor would sit where John Stadtmiller was sitting so that the guests would
everybody
have a chance.
Everybody got to do. Yeah,
the guests would have a chance to meet other instructors. And one of the things that was kind of interesting that we did was we had an introduction. And each instructor would take, or each exhibitor would just take a minute or two at the most, introduce him or herself to everybody. And it took 3 hours.
I remember that. It's like toward the end there, you're going, well, we need to speed this up a little bit, you know, because he had a big long line. And at the luncheon, the celebrity or the speaker or the host or the announcer, radio personality, would sit at a table and you'd go sit next, you know, by the one you wanted to talk to, especially at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So all that worked out real good. And at that same expo, that was the first expo in Springfield, Missouri, down at the convention center downtown. At that same expo, me and Sam went to the dinner you had. You had the dinner afterwards. And we went to that, and I commandeered John Stadtmiller. I had a video recorder with me, and I commandeered John to make a video because my buddy Randy, I tried to get him to come down at the expo and he didn't come down. So John made an expo pleading to Randy to come to the next expo and, you know, all that he was missing and everything. I had a real good videotape and guess what? Randy and some of his buddies came down to the next expo.
Now you're talking about Randy in Illinois?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Randy in Illinois was a real interesting guy. Another instructor class, and he was instrumental in rolling out low-power radios. So what a person could do, and Lou, can you stay with us?
Sure. Yeah. You're thinking of Rodney.
I'm sorry, I'm thinking of Rodney.
Yeah, that's a different Randy. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll talk a little bit about Rodney for just a second, but Rodney in Illinois. And he rolled out low-power transmitters, and you could pick up RBN. And
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta. Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's for remembering John Statmore, who passed away last Friday, November 5th. And so we're talking about Rodney in Illinois. And Rodney was instrumental in the rollout of low-powered radios, AM-FM radios. And the idea was you could buy a radio for about $100, either make a wire antenna or buy an antenna and just put it up, and then feed that radio, that transmitter, with a signal from your computer. So you could tune into Republic Broadcasting, or you could tune into Genesis Communications Network, USA Preparers, and you could just release that signal. And it was all legal. It was legal because it was low power, and FCC allows this kind of thing to happen. So people all over the country were buying radios and rebroadcasting so other people in, you know, a couple mile radius could hear on their AM or FM radios the kind of broadcasting that we do. And John Stadtmiller was instrumental in providing the programming that drove people to want to rebroadcast the kind of signal. So USA Prepares was picked up and rebroadcast, and so was Republic Broadcasting. As a matter of fact, Lou, aren't you intimately familiar with this?
Right now, your voice is being broadcast on my low-powered FM and transmitted to all the farms around here. And, in fact, my neighbor Randy is one of them probably listening right now.
Well, it's great to have met Randy over the radio, and I'd love to, say hi to him someday. So if you feel that you'd like to give him my phone number, that'd be great. I'd love
okay.
to.
Okay. Well, he did come down to the second expo, and you did meet him then.
Okay. Very good.
At the second expo, yeah.
Class, when we talk about the USA Prepares Get Prepared Expos, they were the largest in the country. And at one of our expos, we had people, we were considered people, our competitors would say, we're just a bunch of, we're local. Other people would brand their expos as national. Well, we had people from 44 states. I'd say that's national.
Oh, it was big time. I've never been to anything so big. And of course, I made all seven of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, wish they were still going on. This COVID pandemic thing has got everything shut down now. I mean, it's, I miss seeing you and your family. And, one of these days this will be over with and we'll get back together.
Yeah. So what was, you were at the farm here with John Stadtmiller. What was that like from your perspective?
Well, it was, sitting in a room with two big talk show hosts talking about the kind of things that I listen to and am interested in all this time. We sat up till, 3 o'clock in the morning talking about all this. And in fact, I conveyed this to Steve Elkins on his show last Friday night. And we were talking about that. But it was, we just sat there and solved all the world's problems, It was a lot of fun. I mean, it was, talking to you guys and TJ leaning on my knee there, and what a baby he was.
Yeah, we're talking about our English Mastiff. He grew into a little over 200 pounds. He was a pretty big boy.
He was a lover.
absolutely. People would come to the farm and, like deliveries back in the good old days before the genocide. And, the delivery guys, and they'd see him and they'd say, does he bite? And I would always say the same thing. He hasn't bitten anybody all day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he would raise all kinds of heck with somebody, but, and with his size, you didn't dare challenge him.
Right.
But when you got to know him, he was just a sweetheart.
I'd lie on the floor, I'd get down on the floor with him. I'd just lie down on the rug, and he would climb on top of me. He would just lie crossways over me. It was a very, very interesting, fun-loving, lovable, and loving dog.
And when he laid on you, he outweighed you.
Absolutely. We've got a caller on the line. I don't know who it is, Jason, but I can see that he or she has been there for 4 minutes, if you could find out. Lou, did you want to stay with us during the... Do you have a minute?
If you got more callers, go ahead and get them.
Okay. All right. Lou, thank you so much for being with us.
Good talking to you, man.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The judge in the Kyle Rittenhouse's trial admonished the prosecutor during the teenager's cross-examination Wednesday. The illegal procedures by prosecutor Thomas Binger has opened the door for a mistrial. Rittenhouse is on trial for the murder or self-defense death of two in Kenosha, Wisconsin riots last year. Elon Musk has sold almost $5 billion in Tesla stock Wednesday. The sale follows Musk's Twitter post on Saturday asking his followers whether he should sell about 10% of his shares in Tesla after the company's stock fell 12% on Tuesday. California Governor Gavin Newsom emerged from his absence from the public eye since getting a COVID-19 booster shot nearly 2 weeks ago. Newsom also missed the United Nations Climate Change Conference. This week, the California Democrat governor made his first public appearance at the California Economic Summit in Monterey. He claims his kids and trick-or-treating was the reason for dropping out of sight. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby on Wednesday claims climate change is just as important as China's threat against the United States.
Both are equally important. Both are challenges that the secretary wants the senior leadership at the Pentagon to be focused on, as well as many others, too.
Retired Army Brigadier General Don Boldick on Fox News says the Pentagon is misguided.
Well, I think it's very dangerous, and I think it's a miscalculation to get involved in politics. They should be focused on training, organizing service members for the defense of this nation. We have seen they haven't done that. We watched the Afghanistan debacle. We watched how that empowered China, and China continues to push closer and closer to an invasion of Taiwan, which is very dangerous for us and for the security in Asia and across the world. And to combine those two, the Department of Defense is way off track.
As Americans are still left behind in Afghanistan, Mr. Boldick sees America returning to Afghanistan militarily.
The Taliban have been in charge of the rural areas there well before the withdrawal. It was a poor decision to do it the way they did it. And this is we're going to see ourselves going back to Afghanistan. Unfortunately, do I want to do that? No, I don't. But when you don't do the right things, you're going to have to revisit the problems that you caused.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something happening.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to...
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
We're remembering the passing of John Stettmiller, November 5th, 2021. He was 68 years old, and he was the owner of Republic Broadcasting Network. I believe he was the sole proprietor. And Amit in Massachusetts, welcome.
Good morning, Vincent. Thank you for taking my call. I have great respect for you for devoting these 2 hours, even though you are not on the network. And I remember of Mr. Stettmiller is that, of course, I'm just a listener and maybe just 3 or 4 years. I did listen to him, but did not pay much attention when he was on shortwave, I think WWCR, maybe in early 2000. But what I remember as his view is that as long as the dishonest money system we have is not fixed, the problems we see around us will not get addressed. So that's what I wanted to mention about him.
Well, you're right. He was a constitutionalist. He was in favor of sound money. And you're absolutely correct. And WWCR was a high-powered shortwave radio broadcasting station, and very high-powered, and at least 100,000 watts, maybe 200,000, maybe even more than that. And the signal reached around the world. And John Stadtmiller could be heard on shortwave WWCR, which actually was said to mean worldwide Christian radio. And I listened to him on that same frequency that you're talking about.
Yeah.
You're right. And yeah. So did you have any interaction? Did you ever call in with him?
No, I did not call his show. That is, I only know him having heard him or knowing about RBN being there. But the other thing I remember is that on some callers, if they did not get to the point soon enough or were a little bit off topic, he became quite agitated, and I did not find that as a good sign for emotional as well as physical health. So we have all types of people. I think we should have some patience with everyone, including our family members. So that's the other thing I recall. So I was a little bit hesitant in calling his show, but those are the two things I remember, that dishonest money system and then getting very impatient with some callers. So that's all I have to say.
Well, that impatience that he displayed with some callers was nothing like what he showed me. I'll just share a quick story since you mentioned this. So he was here one Christmas, and I said, tell you what, we have an automotive shop here at the farm. I said, let's put your car up on the lift, and it was due for an oil change. So I said, we'll put some Mobil 1 in it. We'll put the right grade of Mobil 1, and we've got a Mobil 1 filter for it. It was a Mazda. Put it up in the air, and I said, so here's what we'll do. We'll drain the oil when it's hot. And I'll show you how we change the oil here. We change the oil when it's hot so the particulates are in suspension and they flow out easily rather than settle to the bottom of the oil pan and just stay there. When, you know, that's the way most people drain the oil. They leave most of the contaminants in the bottom of the oil pan. But we drain it when it's hot. And it's more risky. And I said, here's how we're going to do it. And then we're going to fill the oil filter because we're going to spin it up with the base up so we can put 95% of the volume of that oil filter, we'll fill it with oil, and then we'll put the oil filter on. And so the oil filter's on the bench, the oil's on the bench, the car's up in the air, oil's draining out, and next thing I know, I turned around and the oil filter's on the car. He put it on, but he didn't fill it with oil. And the purpose was, we're going to fill it with oil first. But he demonstrated his impatience. And I said, John, what are you doing? And he blew up at me. And he was so angry with me. Like, don't you know that I know how to change the oil? I said, I know you'd know how to do that. But we're going to put oil in the oil filter. Remember that? Yeah, I remember. So I got a chance to, you know, I got a chance to experience some of what the callers that I've heard about have experienced.
Yeah.
And he found it opportune to fire me 3.5 times. The reason I say 3.5, 3 times he fired me all by himself, and then the last time he fired me, he got help from someone else to together they fired me. And actually, I shouldn't say fired me, because fired means it kind of connotes that there's payment involved. So actually what he did was terminate a volunteer. That's what he did. He terminated.
Yes, I think you only volunteered to have your program played on RVN. So I think that should not be technically firing at all. Nobody can fire you because you don't work for money.
Right, right. As a matter of fact, that was another story. So I didn't know, toward the end, I didn't know that USA Prepares was being rebroadcast on Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, these are two competing networks. So the network that you are on with me right here, right now, is Genesis Communications Network.
Yes.
Genesis Communications Network is a competitor of Republic Broadcasting Network. And so John Stadtmiller just... one day I got a call. I was on the air, and when I got a call from one of our class, and I was told that, you know, you're on Republic Broadcasting, and I said, no, I didn't know that. So John didn't call me. John didn't ask me if it would be okay. John didn't call GCN and ask, you know, the Ted Anderson, the owner of GCN, if it would be okay. He just put us on the air, and he figured, oh, he can just do that. Well, he did it, and I learned about it, and... I was shocked. I was absolutely shocked because, you know, normally the protocol would be to discuss it first. And there was no discussion. He just did it. And so I had him on the air with me one day. And, you know, we'd been friends for years. And I said, so why is USA Prepares on Republic Broadcasting? You picked up the whole thing, the commercials with Ted Anderson's voice, the owner of Genesis, the competitor. His voice is on some of the commercials. And you're playing verbatim 2 hours of our class on your network. Why did you do that? And he said, why not? So that was, I mean, I never really knew exactly why he did it. And then one day I got a call on the air, and the call was, you know, you're no longer on RBN. And I said, no, I didn't know that. And so I checked it out, and sure enough, you know, we had been terminated from RBN. So he did things without telling me. And he was, and I'm not speaking ill of him. I'm just saying this is the way it was. He was a very close person, and he didn't discuss many things. And he took me into his confidence. He wanted me to consult with him and make RBN a better network and improve it. And well, that's a story. Maybe I'll tell that story sometime, but... Gosh, after my son and I arrived at Republic Broadcasting to consult with him for free, we paid our own way. Within 30 seconds, I had head-on collision with a sales manager, and within two or three questions, the guy who ran the gold and silver business quit and was never seen again. And so, I'm not kidding. I mean, he was so mad at me. He invited me down. I didn't want to go. I brought my son with me, who's an expert in rare coins and currency and et cetera and history. And I brought him with me and took time from him. So we spent a week. And within, you know, the first day, John accused me of blowing up his network. And all I did was ask a couple questions of his gold and silver guy, and that guy couldn't answer the questions. And what really happened was the sales manager knew that I had him cold in deception with John Stadtmiller. He was deceiving John. And the gold and silver guy knew that I had him cold as well. And so the gold and silver guy took off, literally never to be seen from again to this day. That was years ago. And 2 years later, John Stadtmiller called me and said, you know, about, you were right about the sales guy. You're right. He was dishonest. And, so.
Yeah, what, I'm just thinking on my feet, a possible reason of bringing you unannounced or undiscussed or unnegotiated might be that, you are already in public domain because of being on that Ron Gibson channel on YouTube. So so you may as well be on RBN. So that might have been a thought to bring you without talking first with you or Mr. Anderson.
Yeah. Well, Amit, I've got PJ calling from England.
Yeah, please go ahead. Thank you for taking my call again.
Yeah, yeah, and thank you. Thank you for your kindness, and feel free to call in any time.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
PJ in Wales, welcome.
Good evening, Wisdom. How are you doing? Sorry, coming in late. But I knew him for 21 years, would you believe? The first time I got a computer with a modem, and we're coming up close to the Hanging Chads event, Al Gore and Bush. He was blasting away as Alex Jones was on GCN. And that's when I got, first I phoned in because of the carry-on was so massive then. And as I said, I've been talking to him ever since. And then 5 years ago, he hassled me, chased out of me to do a program. I used to write stuff for him now and again. But that's where it started. But God help John, he did have depression. He had serious depression, and it got worse over the years. And I won't go into the detail. You know more than anybody. He fell out with a lot of people, and it got worse. But he was very much a lonesome individual. And would not take advice from anyone, including me. So, he did give me the first break I had. I didn't seek to do broadcasting at all, but I did the Barden Report for 5.5 years. And he never once complained about it, so fair enough. I shouldn't be complaining about him, but he had a lot of problems, and you've just hinted at some of them there now. And the only thing that says nobody's mentioned so far, I think, he was about to be sent to Vietnam when he was a young man, and he refused. And because his one of his family were German, he had knowledge of Germany, they sent him to NATO, to Germany. So I think that gave him extra confidence for taking on authority. You think so?
Well, you know, one of the things that, one of the common threads among all of us, USA Preparers Instructors, and some at RBN as well, is we don't take direction very well. We consider it, but, you know, we use our own judgment, and sometimes it's a good thing, and sometimes it's not a good thing. Can you hold through the break?
Sure.
Yeah. I'd love to hear more about, your interaction with John and you were abroad.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Last, we've been remembering for this two-hour class, John Stettmiller. And he was a pioneer in alternative radio. Definitely a pioneer. Trailblazer. And, you know, PJ, I was PJ Barton. He was a broadcaster on Republic Broadcasting Network. And I was looking forward to some of the current broadcasters on Republic Broadcasting calling in. That didn't happen.
There is no notice on the site either, which I'm stunned. Absolutely, but there you are. I'll go ahead on that one. No, I did a three-hour program, the Barton Report, Saturday nights, which was 9 to midnight central, which my start time was 3 a.m. Sunday morning, which was fine with me, 3 to 6 a.m. And then I would probably talk one or two, 3 hours with our technical man who, you know, David Grant, etc. So I'm once I get going, I'm okay. But I did very serious stuff, and I knocking the living, you know what, out of big pharma and the medical profession. And considering there's five doctors in my own extended family, I knocked the living hell out of them, and the appalling carry on the way people. I was going about to do another program, and then it ended with RBN and me in March. But on mental illness and depression, which I've done a lot of work on, and I hope to do that on some network in the near future, etc. But the way people are treated in those areas is shocking, shocking, shocking. There's no doubt about it. They're just like delivery parcels, you know. But the crime, I regard the NHS in Britain as a multi-layered criminal syndicate, a death cult. It's so appalling. If we touch on COVID now, we'll be here for 10 hours. But the American government, the British government, and the Australian government's attitude to COVID and their own people is beyond description. It really is. But
we'll have you come on if your schedule lines up.
Sure.
At USA Prepares, and I can introduce you to some of the movers and shakers at Genesis Communications Network if that's something that you'd like to pursue.
Sure.
David Grant, if you're in class today and you'd like to contact me, I'd love to hear from you and invite you to be on as well, because I've broadcasted with you at Republic Broadcasting Network as well. So, PJ, what other memories do you have of John? Do you have any funny stories?
In the early days, I have to say, he was very, very good. He's an absolute world expert on the banking system. There's no doubt about it. And the Zionist situation, he's a 13-hour documentary on that. He is very, very good. But over the years, it got too prickly with him. Let's put it that way. And his health was deteriorating. We'll just leave it at that. And that's not easy to do. And the pressure of running a station is shocking. Shocking, because of the enemies of the Patriot Movement and hanging on to advertising. And advertising is increasing, but it's diluted, as you know. It's diluted down to infinitesimal advertising rates. And it's hard to do it. And you have to survive and pay the basic bills. And most people in the Patriot Movement, as you know, are just trying to pay the basic bills. They're not in there to make money. They certainly are not. And it's a struggle all the time. It really is. But he asked me a whole lot of time to do his program. I did it once or twice. And I said, I'm not doing it again. I don't do the type of program you do. But I'm very belligerent off there. And I said, your program is particular to you. You know, so you can't really have somebody stand in. You can fill the space with someone else's program. And Lark was very good at filling space. But Lark is a academic, bar none. He is an expert on his subjects. He really is. Lark in Texas. Lark and I have had a few bus stops, but Lark, I acknowledge, is an academic par excellence. He really is. He understands his subject very, very well. He's outstanding. But certainly, what you said, if you were on one of your programs, you want to talk about the big pharma and mental illness and that, I certainly will give you plenty of information up front as well, etc.
That sounds great.
No problem.
You know, you mentioned hosting or guest hosting for him, and I did. And there was a time when he wanted to buy time on 20 radio stations. His plan was to buy the whole station and have them manage it. He would just send them a signal. And he did. KHFX was one, and I happened to be on KHFX at that time with him through Republic Broadcasting. And a caller called in. I was guest hosting for him. And a caller used profanity, just one word. And I came unglued. And I had to beat down that particular caller, and I told him that that was unacceptable. And he said, well, the other hosts allow it. And I said, I'm not the other hosts. I don't allow it, and if you're going to be on with me, that's unacceptable, and you're going to have to clean up your act. Well, that being said, a couple months later, John and I were at a convention in Texas. I invited him to go to a preparedness convention. It wasn't ours, but it was another large one, and we were walking down an aisle, and there were a couple people all around us, and we were just talking side by side as we were walking, and these two guys were behind us, and one guy said, are you Vin Finelli? And I turned around, and I said, yeah. He said, first thing he said was, that was so cool when you beat up that guy who cussed on the radio. So what we're talking about is the tone is set by the host. And I was filling in someone who was a little more tolerant about that than I was.
Sure.
So, you're absolutely right.
There's an ethos goes to every program, definitely. You set the tone, and that usually carries it, you know, et cetera.
Yeah.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.